Thank you. And within the God's grace, and we finished the first homestay. All the infants and kindergartners really enjoy the homestay the most. Gaius, Deborah, Obadiah, Caleb, Betty, Joseph. That group is even now they really have maintained a very high tension. To be honest, the homestay was really for the elementary and up, but these infants. But that group was the most, the group that who enjoyed the homestay the most. Yesterday, we gathered together in Kawaguchi. Then there was the forum time, only with the remnants. Let's share the things that you received the grace the most. Of course, nothing came out. No one. One remnant said something. It was David. For your information, there is a kid who always wear the hoodie and always you can see his eyes. And he said three concentrations. But he never said anything actually in Kawaguchi. He said something yesterday. Three concentration. Who did you go to homestay? To homestay. And he said Elijah's mom. So what happened to you? I told him like what happened? He didn't say anything. Then Elijah next to him. she always just focused on the concentration overnight. Then David never said anything, but that kid said something. Then even though it was very small thing, but I was very thankful. That throughout the homestay, there are the things that we realize. The Psalm 127, 3, it goes. It says, children have heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him. The remnants then. Then the remnants are God's. Then remnants are the ones that the God is actually will lead. Because God knows all the time schedule for the remnants. One day, the remnants will raise up. This time schedule, one day. Then one day, the remnants will be able to listen to that God's word. Genesis 37. One day, then Joseph, who really lost his mom, received a dream. Then he had a dream to have the Egypt evangelization. Exodus 3. Moses, to the Moses, then God came. And it was called the incident at Mount Horeb. There was the burning bush. However, it was not really burning, but there was the burning bush. 1 Samuel 16:13. Then Samuel said this to David: "One day you'll become the king of Israel." Then he got anointed. From that day on, the God's spirit was really came down to David. Acts 9:15. One day, to Paul, who was persecuted the Christians, God came. "You are the chosen instrument to revive the Gentiles, kings, and Israelites." The life of the remnants is actually in God's hand. According to the God's time schedule, then the remnants will raise. Then even if you don't really have the answer, even he is or they're really into the smartphones all the time and the worship time, it's all right. Why? Because it's the God who really grabbed hold on to the remnant's life. Then the parents and the teachers and the pastors and all the church teachers can't really understand. Because if you look at their circumstances, and it's not really good, it's very severe. Now one day, you know that Jesus is the Christ. I really experienced that. Then these remnants really experienced that. Then, however, the remnants will have more potential. Potentials. Then yesterday's core message, this is what the pastor said. There is a time. Then Abraham had the time to change. So he understood that, then he really built the altar. Then everything really turned around. There is a time of God. So that's the church's role, is to really match with the God's time schedule. That's also the role of the parents and the teachers, so that they can really be in that flow of the time schedule. Then, in what kind of aspect we should really help them? It's really important to really revive and save their inner world. Because appearance, whatever comes out, is the internal problem. They cannot focus, they fight. But like by the appearance, it will just all these problems will come. It can be the mentally, it can be physical, it can be their oral, it can be in the socializing. But everything comes from the inner. That is the problem of inner. Why? Why people cut off someone's head? Then there was a news last week. There was a woman's body, but it didn't really have the head. How could it be possible for a human to do like that? In the US, and how come there's just lots of shootings? Everything comes from the destruction of the inner world. They haven't heard any message to really heal their inner world. Because right now is the age of the division, obsession, and addiction. How come the people will get addicted and obsessed? Because the inner world is really destroyed. Then they will just look for something so that they can attach something to themselves. But if I don't do this, then the inner self will be really destroyed. Then that will be the addiction. So if I don't do this, and then this inner world will be corrupted. It can be the problem in the brain. It can be the problem in the heart. But deeper than that, that's the problem of the spirit. In this age, you can't really do anything without the smartphones. The smartphone itself doesn't really have the problems. Without the smartphones, then it's very inconvenient. It's very important. I love this too. How come then we would get addicted to it? Does it radiate something to influence us? I cannot control it. So because you're divided, obsessed, and addicted, you cannot control over it. The smartphone itself doesn't have the problem. I can't control that. It's not only the smartphones. We have the list of the things. The problem is we can't control it. You want to stop it, but you can't. Why? You don't have the power to control it. That's what we say, that you're actually in a world is corrupted. It's not really about you're weak. The inner world is corrupted. You cannot control it. Then you can really focus. You don't have the power to focus. You cannot really finish one book. You don't have the power for that. In ourselves, in our world, then there are the other things. There's different things. Since they are small, then they have the scars. They can just change these scars to the message. Then you're obsessed with the scars. Then the scars will become the trauma. The trauma will lead you to the addiction. The inner world will be really corrupting more and more because there are the other things entering themselves. Since they're small, they got shocked by something. Then they could just change that into the answer, into the blessings. There's no one who could do that. Then in the history, there will be like a Hitler. He received the violence from his father, then that entered himself. Then there's the wrong things. into your spirit, there are the wrong things. Incorrect things that is given by Satan, that is coming from the world. More and more, it will be destroying the inner world. What did God do? What did Satan do? Satan came to steal and break, to destroy everything. That's what does Satan want to do. Devil, then it's pretending to give you something great, but it would take the most important thing away from you. That's what does Satan's intention. Then how do they really, all these elites, know about the inner world? Pastor Shin talked about the Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs never paid attention to his money. He was really paid attention to the inner world. Why? Because he knew that this inner world will control everything. In his house, he had one lamp and the mattress. That's it. Elites, because all these physical things they have already. But inner world is really broken and destroyed, therefore they have no choice but to meditate. They received everything, but inside of themselves there is no peace. That's why they have to do this TM. Christian is doing opposite things. They will try to get something physical, then inner world is also destroyed. That Jesus first taught them that we really have to deal with this inner world. So he really taught from this inner world. Inside of you, there is that other things. Inside of you, there are the incorrect things. So you really have to change your partisans. And that's what the Jesus kept talking. So you really have to talk about this to the people who doesn't really know. Because we just try to solve the external problems through the counseling. There are all these healing steps, maybe like 12 of them. After all. But it's really important for us to really revive the spirit. And only the gospel. Only the gospel is the only way to heal inner world. We have to change our masters. That's how we can start. Is it Satan or God is your master? We have to think about that. If our master is not the God, we have no choice but to fall into these things. So that John 8:44, that Jesus said, your father, the devil. You have to change your master, your father, the devil. Ephesians 2, 1-3. the one who is really captured the authority of this air. Your spirit was dead. John 1:12. Those who really believed in the name of Jesus Christ have received the right to become a child of God. As soon as this Jesus Christ became the master of your life, and you're really free from this law. Why? If your master is the devil, we have no choice but to become the slave of this. This is the spiritual science. You're gonna be the slaves. Then the Christ is the one who really sets you free from that. Completely, you're not the slaves anymore. From the beginning, what did Jesus say? Matthew 12:28-30. You have to tie up the strongest one, the otherwise how can you really rob the house? If the master of yourself is the Satan, then we can't really do anything. First and most, and then we have to tie up the Satan inside of you. Romans 8:15. Galatians 4:6. Then it says that you are not really captured by the spirit of the fear. This time that the God spirit indwells in you. Then if the Holy Spirit is in you, then you can call the Father, the Abba Father. Yourself, it is not the master of your life. The Triune God is the Lord, master of your life. Then as soon as you believe in that, then the darkness will be cast away. Abba Father. The Father in heaven is really with me. This is the start of the healing. As soon as you really change the master, then the healing itself will start. It's already the victory. The inner change, inner healing will be taking place. Then the acceptance, as soon as you have acceptance, then you will receive the healing. Why? Because you are the child of God. And then the Holy Spirit indwells in you. And then it's the most important answer to have in the world. The only one blessing that you really need the most is that God is with you. If God is with you, then the healing starts because you forget it. And with your own effort, then you try to heal them. Even without your own effort, God will do. That's why your walk of faith, you can have fun. And because that's why your walk of faith will be very simple. You have nothing to do with. Because God is with you and the Holy Spirit is in you. only the gospel. And you have the seven blessings. Seven blessings every day you enjoy that. As soon as you accepted only gospel, then your fate will change. Then your fate that you didn't have any choice but to be addicted. In the first service, then it has the fate that you are really away from the problems that gives you the distraction. So it can be done only by the gospel. Why? Because what you have to do is you have to change your master, then Holy Spirit indwells in you, then Holy Spirit will guide you and the work on you. That is the first step of that healing. Then you will keep transmit this. How come then there is no healing? The only gospel. It's not plus gospel, but only gospel. I really experienced this. Only gospel that I could heal. Only Christ. Of course, the healing itself is not the measurement. Now, in the only gospel, then there is the healing. Only the prayer. Then that means that power. How can you overcome the real human relationship? By the spiritual power. There's no other way. How can you exactly heal? That's by the spiritual healing. Spiritual power. Then you need that power. So if you don't have that power, there's nothing to start with. That's why God gave you that power. Third John 1:2. You may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. Then your spiritual health will be all the resource of all the power. So that God's word should be nailed on the wall. So it says that don't worry, don't have the concerns, everything, you have to really change it to thanksgiving. Have to change everything to the prayer. Then you really have to now all the scars, all the complicated thought, change everything to the prayer. Then you can really have the power. Only the prayer that gives you the power. And then lastly, that's only the evangelism. What do I mean by that? Mark 3:13-15. then Christ really called whoever he wanted to preach the gospel, to really cast the Satan away. When you focus on that, then that's how you can really have the healing. For the sake of the healing and evangelism, you put yourself and then you will experience the healing. It's not like you do evangelism. It's not, it doesn't matter. In yourself, your study is related to 237. That's how the change, the healing can be taking place. So I'm not just gonna study for the glory of God, and I study to really revive the remnants. Then all this attitude toward the study and the motivation toward the study was really changed. Before that, I have to eat and I want to be the PhD for my food, for my living. Then every day it's like a hell. I changed my thought for the sake of the world evangelization. That I study so that I can really preach the gospel to those who really fall into these problems and suffer. Then you can really have the focus. You can really have the healing. Luke 10:19, and then you will receive the authority to crush the scorpion and the serpent, and there's no one who will harm you. That's the spiritual power. That's something that you have to confirm in the field, because people are really suffering, and that's the timing. That is the timing. And then I'm having a hard time in school. And that's my turning point. I have to change this through the prayer. And then I have to put all these things into the evangelism. And that's when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And that's when the door will be opened. And it will be all depending on the God's time schedule. Acts 1:8. It says that you will be the witnesses. That's the promise. Only the evangelism, only the prayer, only the gospel. So that's why we really have to talk. Because there are lots of people who are really suffering. There are lots of people who really have the completely corrupted in the inner world, especially in Japan. So all these people in Japan, the inner world is really corrupted. And then it's all these weird incidents will happen. Europe is really, it's really happening, it's really late. And the US is really getting closer to the Europe. Asia is getting worse and worse. China, Korea, Japan, and then they will be all corrupted and destroyed. Especially the physical thing gets better, then that's when the inner world will be corrupted. We really need the three courtyards to really provide that healing. We really need to have the church construction to heal this. The inner world We really need to have this seminary school to really heal this inner world. And all this wandering spirit is really waiting for us. You have to open your eyes and you have to really enter into the only the evangelism. It's very urgent. We really have to get into the three focus. And in the field and spirits are really all dying. Only gospel, only prayer, only evangelism, we really have to have the power to enter into that. So first and most, the gospel that have been really finished, that's what you really have to enjoy. God bless all of you to really enjoy this inner world, the power. Thank you, God. There are lots of people who really have the corrupted inner world. And thank you for calling us to really heal them. Let us put all in for the sake of the only gospel, only prayer, only evangelism. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.